countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Well, we are talking about the Christmas goose because one person that still cooks the goose for Christmas is Catherine Quinn, who farms in County Limerick along with her granddaughter, Hannah. She not only cooks a goose for Christmas, but she rears a flock of them in preparation for the celebrations.
That didn't take much, did it?
No. The donkey thinks she'd like some barley too.
So would you always keep geese for Christmas? I know as a child we've always had geese for Christmas on the farm, but what about you growing up?
Geese were very common for the festive season before the turkey became popular. Nowadays, the number of people keeping geese are very few and far between.
Jim, come on, leave the geese alone. Let them have their breakfast. Good boy.
They were very useful for their feathers, and my father would pluck them in the summertime around June and save the feathers and sell them if we didn't need them ourselves.
They must have looked funny waddling around like a freshly shorn sheep but a goose or something like that.
They did, yes, they did. They looked like that and they would sort of go off and shake themselves and look, and they looked really odd for a couple of weeks. But the feathers were quite valuable in those days for making eiderdowns and pillows.
And we keep about 10 geese every year, but we just kind of give them as presents, don't we? That's always been our tradition.
Yes, we give them as presents to friends and family. I've never ever sold a goose.
Obviously, we're going to have goose for Christmas again this year, and we're going to do a test run today, aren't we?
We are, yes. We love our goose and gooseberry sauce. And yes, we're looking forward to some goose today.
So we're back in our kitchen and you have the goose prepared. I've had very little to do with it, I have to admit. So how did you go about preparing it?
Well, I just prepared some sage and onion stuffing and pepper and salt and a little bit of thyme as well.
Yeah, you make it sound easy, but your stuffing is delicious. You always use fresh herbs. You grow herbs every year in your garden.
Fresh herbs, fresh sage and thyme, and a little bit of butter. And so we'll put it in the aga for roughly 2 hours.
And how did you cook it growing up, though? Did you have to cook it over an open fire?
Yes, we cooked it over an open fire. In the bastable, which was used for baking bread.
So like a big pot, essentially.
Yeah, a big pot with a lid on,
I mean, there were 9 children in your family. Was this a massive treat? Because I remember you telling me that some days you wouldn't eat meat. You know, you didn't have meat every single day growing up.
No, we would have potatoes and butter and milk. And that would be...
So Christmas was huge.
A big treat. Christmas was a big treat, and I remember it actually as being such a lovely day. You know, a big long table with all 11 of us, and great fun.
And did you get presents, or what happened on Christmas Day?
I think Santa came a few times. We would get oranges and bananas and all sorts of lovely things like that that we wouldn't get during the year. So, so it was a big occasion.
And you always say your mother was an exceptional good cook. I mean, does the goose of Christmas when you were a child, does that kind of stand out in your memory?
Oh, it does very much. For me, having roast goose on Christmas Day is Christmas.
Okay, so this is the test run, so we have 2 hours to wait now.
Yes.
So I'm on guard duty while you go outside, is that right?
You can prepare the vegetables, Hannah, and make the gooseberry sauce. I trust you to do that.
That's very kind of you, thank you. So the 2 hours is up now. Do you need some oven gloves?
Oh my goodness, that looks amazing.
I did an all right job, so did I?
Yeah, lovely golden brown, perfect.
smells amazing, yeah, but I think that's your stuffing more than anything else.
Yeah, well, it's a goose as well. Make sure it's good with char. Yep.
I guess...
That's it, yes. Yeah.
So how many people could this goose feed?
About 8, I suppose. Do you know, we would... for Christmas, we would... usually have about 8 people, but this year is going to be very different.
Yeah, just be you and me for Christmas this year.
Yeah. Just unfortunate that people can't manage the coming and the self-isolating in time for Christmas Day. But we're looking forward to Christmas Day. We're going to go for a drive in the Pony and Trap, which we always do at Christmas time. And we decorate the pony with antlers and a bit of tinsel. And good thing she can't see herself, because I don't think she'd be impressed. we'll enjoy our goose again and gooseberry sauce.
And we're looking forward to next year. I think we're a little bit sad about it, maybe, but I think everyone just has to live through it this year, don't they?
Yes. Look forward to next year. And we're very lucky, of course, to live in the country and have the animals to look after, particularly the cows. They're so affectionate and they're great company, I have to say. So, yes.
And I'm lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you, Hannah.
That's lovely. Coming up to Christmas, wouldn't that make them out water as well, listening to them cooking the goose there? That's Catherine Quinn and her granddaughter Hannah Quinn Mulligan, bringing Countrywide to an end for this week.